Mandi, the purpose of the book. In Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, we read, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." Secret things, they do not belong to us. If God does not want to reveal special aspects to us, forget about it. If he does not want us to know it, why should we try to know it? But those things which are revealed, they belong to us. And we should study these because God knows they are important for us. Therefore, we should study them. So that's a wonderful first to know. Study what has been revealed. It will lift your quality of life. Now, when we have a look at this book of Revelation, which was given to John, and we go from verse to verse, we read the following. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace. Grace is something which you cannot earn by yourself. Grace is given to you. When you're a criminal, you have done something bad. Now you are in prison. And you can ask for pardon, for grace, that you may get out of prison earlier. And if the person in charge acts like this, that you can leave earlier than what has been judged, then it's grace. You can do nothing about it. You have no right for that. It's grace from above. And if you get grace from your Savior, the result is peace for your soul. This is the main experience, whatever you can experience. Grace and peace from the one who made this universe. He's the one, he's the only one that can give grace and peace to you. And this greeting John sends to the seven churches from the Most High. That's his attitude towards us. Not aggressive, not warfare, not warning in the first hand. Grace and peace. That's what we hear for the first time. When Jesus was with his disciples together at the Last Supper, he said to them a word which shows us his attitude about the future. He says to the disciples in John 14:29, "And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe." That's the point. He tells beforehand. Who can tell beforehand what will be in the future? Only our Lord. So that when we see how it happens, that we trust in him and that we trust in his word. He is the only one who can do that. What a blessing.